7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Well, we better make it quick. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of
The Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee.
Alright, that was a weird one. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and as you can plainly tell, I am outdoors today. What are we doing? Well, it's Sunday, so we can't really go anywhere good, so I've come down to the creek, which is in itself a good place to be. What's that sound? Just little birdies? Okay. And it's probably too hot for me to be outside. See, they said it was going to rain today. They said it was going to rain. It's not raining. What was that sound over there? See, we got birds making noises. I can hear people golfing on the golf course as I walk under the canopy here. And what's this over here? Is this a dead bat? Yeah. Okay. I have found another bat. I'm not even down in the creek yet. Was that my owl flying away? I think that was my owl flying away. What the hell was that? There was a clack of a stick hitting another stick, which is the sound of owls jumping off branches. And I saw two birds. One seemed like it was big. One seemed like it was chasing the first one. Huh. All right. I'm looking around. I can see some golfers. Oh, let's get down in there. I've got to tell you that I've had an extraordinarily bizarre day. Oh, you know, I had a pretty average night last night. I was drinking some tea. I was watching some three cushion billiards. Where's it at? And I went to bed at 2:30 a.m. I fell asleep very quickly, probably within 5 or 10 minutes, easily. And then I woke up at 5:37, because the cat was horking up a hairball, because I had to brush the cat yesterday. I couldn't go back to sleep, blah, 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 so I just stayed up for a few hours. Then I went to bed, back to sleep at about 8:30 or 9-ish. It was out, yeah, 8:30. And I woke up at noon. Noon 06. Alright, so here I am. In the creek. Looking around. I don't see any golf balls. That's, you know, disappointment number one. It's Sunday. People should have been losing golf balls yesterday. Oh, Tobe, doesn't this mean you can just come back tonight at dusk? Yeah, that is what that means. And that is probably what's going to happen. As long as it's not too hot. But first, what is that sound? That's a bird. Okay. I want to just... let's just check upstream really quick to see if we've got any kind of large raptor-type birds named Dr. Who. What the hell is going on over there? There's a couple of birds over there making a hell of a lot of noise in the leaves. Now, I saw those birds go zoom, and they went zoom down over here. Okay, now if I was a big chubby owl and I was zooming down low, and I went zoom, and then I went zoop. Where would I land? I would land on, like, right over there or over here. We gotta find us some low branches. Where's our guy? Where's my owl buddy? Okay, see, this is kind of like where he likes to hang out. Where is he? Where's my buddy? Well, if my boy's down here, I don't see him. Well, at least he's not up here. Let's go downstream. Okay, yeah, so I had a... When I was awake early this morning, I had a kind of a weird little sinus thing that... Oh, it was annoying, but it wasn't horrid. And now, you know, about 15 minutes ago, everything was weird, but now my sinuses are even weirder, but not doing anything. Just, why is my, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand it. Do you need to understand it, Tobe? No, I don't know. I'm kind of fine not knowing. That's cool, too. Okay, now, should I go check the water? I probably should check the water, which means we're going to need a stick. And my stick that I had is gone. What can we use for a golf ball finding stick? This looks like... no, this one. Yeah, no. How about this one? Yes. Got a stick. So, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. I did come down here last night. And, there was a bunch of... Oh, no, it wasn't last night. It was two nights ago. I was down here, and there was a weird yellow ball over here, and I was just going to leave it. Because I don't need any yellows. In fact, is there one in the water right up there? No, it's just a leaf. Ugh. And there's lots of seeds and stuff floating on the surface of this water, and so now I can't see into it. There we go. White golf ball. And what's this? Also a white golf ball. What's this? Yellow golf ball. Better. Hey, it's got something. Yep, let's get it because it's got something weird on it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, when I was down here a couple days ago, I found a weird yellow golf ball. And I wasn't going to pick it up, right? So I came down, I checked it out. It's just a Callaway yellow. And I was like, yeah, so what? But it had some mud on it. And I thought, should I wash the mud off? I better wash the mud off just in case. Yeah, I washed the mud off, and there's a weird logo underneath. And it's not a printed logo. It's one of these decal logos, and it's just a palm tree. You know, it says brown and green palm tree. It's kind of, you know, multicolor. Oh, there's bugs in the water here. Yuck. Where am I going to wash this garf bar off? Okay, get out of the way, bugs. And so I was sort of glad that I picked up that yellow golf ball because it ended up being really weird. And this decal, the palm tree, it's not in a good spot. It's sort of off to the side. It's really weird. Don't know what kind of custom golf ball that's all about, right? So I hung on to it. And now I'm glad we just went swishing around in the water because we found another weird ball. This is a yellow Titleist number 3. And it's totally a boring and average golf ball, except for this unusual graphic on here. It's a logo. I think it's a printed logo. I don't think it's a decal logo. As best as I can tell, it's only two colors. But it's basically the outline of a fighter aircraft. I'm kind of trying to identify it, but can't see the stabs, etc. So, who the hell knows? But basically, a modern fighter aircraft, it's just the silhouette, not the outline, it's a silhouette, and it's sort of an American flag theme. There's a quarter of it that's, you know, that was a ball coming in, wasn't it? There's a little quarter of it that's white stars on a blue field, and the rest of it's white and red stripes. Oh. It's actually kind of nice down here. Not in the sun, you got the cool breeze. But it is getting to be a little bit much. Trying to decide. Do I want to hop down to the next golf ball zone? Yeah, I kind of do. Let's run down there. Check for any golf balls. Because you never know. Okay, so here's the part where... Oh, I gotta sort of hop down onto this rock. Success. And then we do some more rock hopping. Did it rain? The water level is just a little bit higher. You know, it didn't rain. I know what happened. People are watering their lawns. Water level is just a little tiny bit higher today. There's some footprints down here. Did somebody come down here already today to pick up golf balls? Who knows? And then the other day, what was that, Friday, when I found that other, the palm tree yellow golf ball, I thought, maybe it's a good day to look for golf balls, so I went to Herrenhaven. And as soon as I pulled into Herrenhaven, guess what's lying there right in the parking lot? A red and white soccer ball. So I grabbed it. Okay, I'm up on the other bank. There's golfers up on the golf course. I'm stealthily sneaking through the forest here. I'm kind of in the sun now. Is this a mistake? Well, it's too late to turn back now. So, wait, let's look up in the trees. Is there an owl watching me? I don't see any. But that doesn't mean they're not watching. Because sometimes they're hard to find. Alright. We're in the next zone here. Let's do a quick check. You know, we haven't found any good colors in a strangely long time. You know, where's the greens? Where's the oranges? Where's the pinks? We need greens and pinks. You know, it's really rare for me to say something like, oh, I need a pink. We need more pinks. Yeah, that's not normally something that I'm saying. Shout outs to all my sub brothers. Alright, I'm scanning around in this area. There's a bird on the bank over there, digging in the leaves, making a hell of a lot of noise. Got a squirrel on a tree here. I do not see a single golf ball. And that might be for a number of reasons. One of which, I did pick up like all the white ones that were exposed that were here. And I actually took them to Herrenhaven with me, and I left them in the golf ball dump for, you know, mystery guy. But Tobe, what are you talking about? Okay, for as long as I can remember, even before, well before, I started looking for golf balls, I had seen a guy. Oh, there's a white gopo right down there. Don't want it. Not interesting. Okay, there's one kind of in the creek here. One gopo. I don't care. I got the cool yellow one. Even though I don't want a yellow gopo, and even though I don't collect logo balls, why am I carrying this one around? I don't know. I do not know. So yeah, there's a guy who collects golf balls. And I used to see him when I was at Heron Haven. Every once in a while. Yep, there's that golf ball guy. And so when I started looking for golf balls, I started leaving all the golf balls I didn't want in a certain spot. In a spot where I knew this guy was going to check, but safe enough that if the lawnmower comes through, that it's not going to hit all the balls and destroy them. Okay, and it's right up at the edge of the street where there's a barrier. One of those, what are they called? Armco barriers? You know what I'm talking about. And there's the terminus of one right there. It kind of folds over. And I'd always stick golf balls down there, half a dozen, sometimes more. And then, yeah. And so now this guy, who I've never met or talked to, he now knows to check that spot for golf balls, because I've gone back and looked to see if the golf balls are still there, and they will not be there. Okay. Wait, why was I telling you all this again? Wait, what in the hell am I doing? I don't know. But, wow, listen to this really weird sound. It's actually synth time. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, there's no synth down in the creek. Yeah, I know. Because we magically came back home to do synth. And hear this part? We need to do something with this. This needs to be something different and or better. Oh. Yeah, I'm kind of messed up, but let's power through. What am I doing? Oh yeah. We gotta do something to this. So it's time to put in some glissandos. Maybe some ratchets? I don't know. Let's just mess with it and see what happens. I'm going to put the microphone down so I can use two hands for ultimate synth science. Wait, how do I do it? Okay, yeah. Glissando. How about over here? No, it's gotta be up here. There we go. Yeah. Oh, great. And now all this crap is out of tune. Okay, that's a little better. It's analog. It likes to drift. And it's gonna be a little more messed up than I originally thought. Yeah, okay. Adjustment time. So let's pop the generator on. Okay, maybe that'll help. Plug the clock back in. And is that what we want? I think it is. Oh, that ain't right. Or is it? That one. That's better. Yeah, now this part's messed up. Do I want to deal with that? I kind of don't, but if I don't deal with it, and so basically, what do I got to do here? That's pretty cool and all, but not the thing we want. Wait a second. First of all, we're going to have to take this up like an octave. Okay. But now what do we do with it? We gotta do something with... What does that give us? Oh yeah, that's when it's fast, but let's plug the clock back in and reset it. And are we good? Interesting. Now let's put in the other part. How does that sound with this other thing? Yeah, no. I have made a mistake. We need to go from... What are we doing? Unplug the clock. There we go. Doesn't sound like a video game on meth. No, not at all. More importantly, is it back together now? Oops, I did it wrong. Now we gotta reset everything. Okay, now turn this damn thing on. Can we go? Okay, that's a thing. How does it sound with the other thing? Well, we can take that out now. Okay, kick drum. Lost track of time again. Blah, blah, blah.